I'm Owen Farley, and you're listening to Impact 103 on this amazing Tuesday. Welcome, welcome. It is so great to be with you. And it's just another time for us to be real, to challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and the likeness of Jesus, which is love. We've been talking this week on identity. And man, this topic for me is just something that is so close to my heart, because I know how much we are searching for things in this life to be able to kind of fill a void, you know, and sometimes we don't realize that void we're looking for is love. It's God. God is love. And then what God does through his love is he starts to show us why he created us. And he starts to show us, this is who you are. This is what I made you to be, what I was thinking when I made you. And there's a scripture that talks about it. It says in Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated you and set you apart, consecrating you. Now, that for me blows my mind every time I read it, because I understand that God has a specific assignment for me to do. And it's all about what God thinks of us that actually really matters, you know, so that we can bypass what the world is telling us, what society is expecting us to become, or the way that it's telling us to do it, and actually step into a place where we are just controlled by and led by the Spirit of God, who sees us in a specific way, and he's designed us to move in this world.
You're being real with Owen Farley.
Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and for peace. Plans of welfare and of peace, and not for evil, to give you a hope in your final outcome. Now, we're trying to be real. So I'm going to ask this in just a matter of fact of, like, have you done it? Like, it's okay if you haven't, because there's always a moment where we can step into what God has asked us to do. So have you sat down with the Lord and actually asked him, God, who am I? What is the call and the plan of my life? And allowed him to tell you, waiting on him to tell you, not trying to make it up, or not looking at somebody else and saying, oh, that's what I need to be, or that's what I need to become. Actually just saying to the Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And how can I be that? And allowing him to say it, because in Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do the good works which God predestined, which he planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living a good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. I love it, because God said he wrote it out before time began. And in asking these questions and actually sitting down and being real with him and saying, God, who am I? What were you thinking when you made me? Actually gives you the opportunity to align with God's will, because God's will is the one that's going to prosper. It's not our own will. It's not our own desires. It's not our own striving that's going to actually really happen in this world. It's actually just God's will. His will is going to prevail. So how can I align myself with what God wrote out, and to understand that his plans for me are good? That aligning with God's will is not a bad thing. It's actually a great thing, because he has our best interest at heart. He knows what we created for, and he wants us to walk in the fullness of it, because he loves us. He really just does love us. So ask that. Think about that. Ask God, what is it that you were thinking when you made me? And help me to understand that, so that we can step into what God is really asking us to do. Walls Come Down by Jeremy Camp. And, you know, trusting in the Lord really does help your walls come down. I remember having that moment myself where I had just put up these walls because of being hurt, you know, and I was like, I'm not going to get hurt again. I put up these walls and God came through, and through Him really encountering me, that's when things really started to break. It wasn't just the fact of me hearing, but actually encountering the person who was speaking. And that is what is so important in our relationship. It can't just be a to-do list, a checklist. We have to meet the person of Jesus. We have to meet God. It's through that experience that we are empowered. It's through that experience that we have that are given everything that we need to be able to really thrive in this world. And I think, man, just thinking about that, about thriving, I think a lot of people have actually fallen into this trap of just surviving rather than actually thriving and becoming what God meant them to be. And this comes all the way back to actually spending time with God and hearing Him. And I remember going through this moment with the Lord and actually really doubting that I could hear from the Lord. I mean, I saw all these people in my life that were like really attuned to the Spirit. And I was thinking, Lord, I know you can speak to them, but to me? And the Lord really showed me that He wants to speak to me individually. I remember something my mom actually said. She said that one day she got this revelation that, you know, like God is, one of His names is the Word of God. And the way she explained it was so funny because she came to me, it's like I had a duh moment. It's like, wait, God is the Word of God. So like, obviously He's talking. And I just love that because it's so true. You know, it's so true that God is always talking no matter where we are. We just need to be attentive and say, Lord, talk to me. And then wait. Take the time to build the relationship. Take the time to invest in what actually is really, like what really matters. Because sometimes we get so caught in pursuing and spending time on those things that actually are not even going to last. But our relationship with God, that is eternal. And what His works are for us, those are eternal. So we should rather be focusing on building those things that are going to last forever instead of spending time on things that are actually going to just fade away, you know, and walking in what God created you to do. That is the thing that is going to last forever. You know, Jesus is coming back and He is setting up His kingdom now. When He came, He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's here now. I'm building it now. And I want you to be a part of that work. And that's why He sent us on the Great Commission. He said, go and make disciples of every tribe, every color. Just go proclaim the gospel, because as soon as people hear the gospel, they are going to start understanding that there's more to life than just surviving. And that's the whole purpose of today. Today is about understanding that we are actually living a life that is worth living if we are living it with God. There's a purpose. There's a purpose to our lives. And so sometimes I think that we get trapped in being dependent on ourselves and not allowing God to just be God. You know, God is God. He said in His word that He will liberally supply every need according to His riches and glory. But do we actually give Him that space? Do we give Him that opportunity to actually care for us? And I think that's the crux of it. Allow God the opportunity to care for you. Allow Him to be God and to show you who you are. It's in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, what no eye has seen and what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. And these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thought except their own spirit within them. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So if we take that back now into what we've been talking about and we see, wait, I can actually hear from the Lord. He's talking to me and he wants to reveal the deep things. I can actually access that. How? Through the Spirit and building my relationship with the Spirit, being just like Jesus was, controlled by and directed by the Spirit of God. And it's possible. And that makes me excited because it's not like my identity and the purpose is so hidden that I'll never be able to discover it. It's actually just hidden in God. And as I'm building my relationship with Him, I'm able to access that treasure. It reminds me of that scripture that says, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it's the glory of a man or a woman to search it out. And then you wear that. It becomes the revelation that you get from God. You start to walk out and live, and you carry that into the atmosphere where you are. And so all of a sudden, you have this boldness, this confidence, this understanding, this love, because you've been filled with the Spirit of God. He's revealed these things to you, and you can step into the place and environment that you're in and actually bring that to somebody else. It becomes addictive. It becomes just like, as soon as one person's doing it, the next person follows. It's like an automatic reaction. It's like, wait, I see that. I want that. And that's what we're really all looking for. We're looking for love. We're looking for an understanding of who we are, and it's possible through God. Spoken in His Word on who we are, what He's called us to do, He said, these signs will follow those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. They will raise the sick, raise the dead. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. These are all things that Jesus has declared over us. And He says, you will do the same things that I've done and even greater things than these. And this really does remind me that the enemy is going to be raised up, but it is to expose how powerful you are through Jesus Christ. Jesus never said that there won't be trials and tribulations. He said there will be trials and tribulations, but rejoice, for I have overcome the world. So if God is saying that to us, actually what we're facing is just an opportunity for us to experience God, to know Him. There's things that only God can do. There's things that only God pulling through. And you're just like, Lord, it's up to you. This has to be you. And this reminds me of David. You know, like David was in the field as a shepherd boy when he was young and guarding the sheep. And then all of a sudden, here comes this bear and this lion. And he has to stand and trust the Lord that God is going to deliver him and even just take over him to be able to fight against this lion and this bear in order to be able to defeat it, to save that which he loves, which is the sheep. And I just see that, and I see how that moment was an opportunity for him to grow in his faith, to grow in his ability, to be equipped into who God actually says that he is. And all of a sudden, as he's walking step by step with the Holy Spirit, with God in this relationship, God is preparing him. And then when the moment comes, he is completely prepared to step into it, because he goes through to the army of the Israelites that are fighting against the Philistines. And there's Goliath. And he says, no, the God who was with me when I was facing the bear and the lion, he's the God that is going to be with me and deliver this giant into our hands. And you come up against me with the spear, the sword, and the javelin, but I come against you right now in the name of the Lord of Heaven's armies, who this day you have defied. And this is exactly the way that we need to respond when something comes against us. We say, no, I know who you are, God. I know who I am in you. And I know that in Luke 10:19, you said you've given me the power over all the power of the enemy to trample upon snakes and scorpions, and nothing by any means is going to harm me. This is all stuff that we can believe. This is the word of God that we can believe and actually claim for our lives in this moment, in this time, in this hour. And I've seen it. I've seen how God pulls through when I stand on his word. And I was actually just reminded now recently of a time where I had actually eaten. I was over at my parents' place and they had like bought this the supper, and they had eaten it the night before, and I wasn't hungry, so I hadn't eaten it. But then the next day I ate it, and as I ate it, I got this call from my mom. She says, "Don't eat it, it's bad, it's causing like all sorts of havoc." And I was like, "Oh shucks, I just ate it." But immediately the Spirit of God reminded me of that scripture that says you will eat poison and it will not harm you. And that is so powerful. I'm going to read it. It says Mark 16:17-18. "And these testing signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up serpents. And even if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will get well." That is powerful. That is who God's called us to be. That's part of our identity, to be able to say, the enemy trying, he's not going to be able to come up against us. We take our stand on the word of God and we see how God is going to deliver us into the very, very truth that he's called us into. So let's stand in it. Let's move in it. And let's not allow the enemy to come up against us, but let's stand in our identity and know. I want to recap a little bit about what we've been talking about these last 2 days, because it seems like a lot. So if you guys would like to re-listen to what we've been talking about, just log on to impactradio.co.za and listen to the podcast that will be put up there, and you'll be able to go through these questions and go through this content again. So I'm just going to recap a little bit with some of these questions on some of the things that we've done. And it is, what is God's perception of you? If you understand that, you can break the lies of the enemy, break the opinions of society, and actually be able to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you. Break the comparisons and actually step into the truth. Another question, do you know who you are? If you don't, make the time to actually invest into what God has asked you to be. You know, invest the time in spending time with him and asking him, "Lord, show me. Show me who I am. Show me what you were thinking, what you made of me when you made me. And what part of your heart do I carry? What do you want me to bring to this world?" Spend the time to do that. Invest it. You know, because there's no point in us actually carrying on with anything else that we're doing if we don't know that we're loved, if we don't know that we're okay, if we don't know that we're understood. But with Jesus, you are loved. You are okay. You are understood. And he's the one that shows you who you are and what he wants you to be doing. And as we find that out, we step into a place where we can be bold. We can be confident. Our confident being in the Lord and what he thinks of us. And we step into a situation without fear, without insecurity, without pride, without anything that will steal and detract from the identity that God has given us, and being able to bring the kingdom, just as he says, these signs will follow those who believe. So let's really believe in what God is saying about us. Another thing that we discussed was actually, are you surrounding yourself with godly people, godly advice? What are you feeding yourself? Whatever you're feeding yourself with, whatever it is, what you're watching on TV, what you're listening to, understand that that is what is going to come out of you, because you're filling yourself with that. But Jesus said, If anyone is thirsty, come to me, and I will give them living water. And he was talking about the Spirit of God. And so if you don't have something, if you don't have understanding, don't have revelation, don't have wisdom on this area of your identity, just stop and ask God. Because the Bible says, ask and you will receive. So it's very simple. God wants to show you. And we also spoke about how if we are listening to the word of God and listening to the Lord, he actually is the word of God speaking to us. And we don't have to be afraid like, man, I won't be able to figure this out. Thing is, you don't have to figure it out. God wants to show you. He wants to tell you why he made you. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one that made us for a specific predestined purpose. And for you to be able to find that out is just sitting down with the one that made you and saying, okay, explain to me. It's like reading a manual. Like, okay, there's this instrument here. I don't know how it works, but please, I'm reading the manual. Show me how it works. And that's what we're doing when we're sitting down with the Bible, the Word of God, and sitting down in the presence of the Holy Spirit, allowing him to reveal these things to us. So our identity does bring confidence. It does bring boldness to be able to stand against the enemy, take authority, and say, I know who I am in Jesus. This won't come up against me. The enemy's risen up so that I can, through the power of the Holy Spirit, put him under and become who I was meant to be. You know, so be honest about these questions. Be honest about and real and sincere about what you're asking the Lord. Because when you get real with God, he gets real with you.
Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
Being Real with Owen Farley. Honestly, he's got more for you. Every Monday and Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. Exclusively on Impact 103.